Since Representative Brian Babin and his crew of government cronies don't want you to be able to comment on the video of their glowing rollout of the highly immoral pre-crime bill that they've entitled the Threat Assessment Prevention and Safety Act, or TAPS, I'm going to play it here so that you can comment on it yourself. I'll also be leaving Babin's Twitter page, as well as the other empty suits who see no problem extorting more taxpayer money for another program that's going to take away more of our freedoms by declaring you guilty of crimes they think you'll commit in the future. Before we go through this, though, remember, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedoms. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. And of course, necessity is their justification for enacting yet another bill of individual infringements, all by the arbitrary edicts of these disgusting DC sewer rats. I also want to remind you of the words of Daniel Webster. Good intentions will always be pleaded for every assumption of authority. It is hardly too strong to say that the Constitution was made to guard the people against the dangers of good intentions. There are men in all ages who mean to govern well, but they mean to govern. They promise to be good masters, but they mean to be your masters. So make no mistake, by signing this bill into law, Babin, Crenshaw, Spanberger, Hill, and Palmer mean to assume more authority over you and position themselves to be more powerful masters.
As today, we're here for two reasons. First, to honor the sacrifice of these men and women in blue who put their life on the line every single day to protect us, and the vital role that law enforcement plays in safety and the well-being of our communities and our districts.
Let's be honest here. Law enforcement serves two primary functions. Number one, to implement the arbitrary edicts and commands of politicians so that they can fulfill the companion functions of, number two, increasing the powers and coffers of the state. All state employees work together against the people, with the net result being a loss of individual rights and a transfer of power and wealth. Politicians make the policies, the policy enforcers execute the written commands, the judges and the court systems officiate the process, and the people are brought to heel.
And secondly, to highlight a bipartisan solution that we all are working on to protect our communities and schools from the terrible acts of violence that we've seen.
Bipartisan solution.
Bipartisan is a word we should all hate. Party unity on that which is immoral is nothing that would ever be applauded by those who care about truth and liberty and morality. And of course, he brought up the safety of our schools and communities because necessity, remember?
And are getting to be almost routine. They're tragic. Given the horrific tragedies that have occurred recently at both the STEM school in Highlands Ranch, Colorado, and the Poway Synagogue shooting in Southern California, and not to forget the unfortunate anniversaries of Columbine, Parkland, Virginia Tech, and Santa Fe, which this upcoming Saturday, by the way, is the anniversary, and took place less than 15 miles outside of my congressional district down in Texas. We must be doing more to prevent these types of atrocities from occurring. The American people are desperate for a solution, and we've got one. We've got a solution to help this.
We've got a solution to help this.
I've always felt the nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
We've got a solution to help this.
Think Hegelian dialectic. Problem, reaction, solution. Looking to government for solutions makes about as much sense as looking for a clean needle in a subway station trash can in D.C.
The Bipartisan Threat Assessment Prevention and Safety Act, better known as the TAPS Act.
That just sounds bad. Bipartisan Threat Assessment Act.
The Bipartisan Threat Assessment Prevention and Safety Act.
That just means that they're all united as they gang up on you.
That's been co-sponsored by almost 80 members of Congress, perfectly divided between Republicans and Democrats.
Well, hot dog, Skippy. Republicans and Democrats love this bill. It must be good for us.
And the bill has been endorsed by nearly 50 organizations and associations and...
50 organizations and associations. Imagine that. It's got to be good for us.
Including the Fraternal Order of Police, the National Sheriff's Association, and the International Association of Chiefs of Police.
Listen here, if the police are for it, ain't no way it could be bad. Ain't no way it could be bad. We know how much the police love us. Legalized freight. What? Legalized freight? I hope no cops saw that.
And why do you think cops endorse this? Because they get more grant money from the government and they get more power to arbitrarily declare someone mentally unfit. It all plays into their hands. When, in reality, the ones really suffering from power-tripping psychopathy are the empty suits in Congress and the uniform-wearing order followers. So, of course, cops are going to endorse this. There are huge incentives for them to increase revenues and power over the people.
Well, son, you see, we've just conducted a threat assessment on you, and we've determined that you're going to commit a crime in the future. So we need to lock you up for your safety and the safety of others.
Also endorsing this bill are many mental health associations.
Is this guy stupid? Why wouldn't mental health associations be on board with this? You know how much government money they stand to make if this law is passed? There are so many sharks circling the boat on this, it's not even funny. They can smell the money that's about to be thrown out into the water. How about these two simple words? Qui bono? Who benefits? All you got to do is open your eyes and see.
And victim survivor advocacy groups like Sandy Hook Promise and many others. Our goal is to take a scientifically validated process.
Scientifically validated process.
And there's your appeal to the authority of science.
See, this is scientifically validated. Who wouldn't be for this? It'll keep us safe, and the scientists assure us that this is the right thing to do. And if you're against us, then you rage against science and the scientists. And you're a bad person.
That has been in place literally for decades now. And it's even used by the Capitol Hill Police, right where we're standing, to protect us members of Congress and to make it readily available on the state and the local levels.
Well, there you go. If Washington's police cartel uses it to protect criminal politicians, it must be good for us, right?
So let's continue to work together, and as the group of us here today currently are, to stop these tragedies before they can occur, because the truth is there's no reactive method that is fast enough to stop it before the first shot is fired. And we know that once the first shot is fired, it's too late. We've failed.
So in order to keep us from failing, we need to grant unbridled power to the most troubled minds on the planet, law enforcers and politicians. Law enforcers who already think they have more rights than everybody else, and politicians who work night and day to strip you of your freedoms for their banking masters.
So thank you all again for being here, and I will be happy to take any questions at the end of the conference. But let me introduce to you, we have several Congress members here, and I'm very proud that they're all here, but I'm going to introduce to you Representative Katie Hill from California, who has been a tremendous supporter of this effort and a pleasure to work across the aisle with.
Thank you.
And Katie, I had the pleasure of meeting your father as well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, thank you all so much for being here, and I'm so proud to join you this afternoon, Representative Babin and all of you here. I want to thank you for your work on this critical issue, as well as Val Demings, who, although she wasn't able to join us today, she's been a leader on this as well. My name is Katie Hill, and I'm the Congresswoman from California's 25th Congressional District.
Representative from California pretty much says it all.
My hometown is home to many of the police officers, firefighters, and nurses who serve all of Los Angeles County. My community is rooted in that service, and it's the value that I grew up with and one of the reasons I chose to serve my community by running for office. My dad here is an Air Force veteran and currently works as a police officer. In fact, he's here with us as part of a large group from our district who flew out for Police Week.
It'd be difficult to get more entrenched in the cult of authoritarianism than that.
As a little girl, I remember what it was like to wonder if my dad would make it home at night. I remembered being so scared for his life because he was on the front lines protecting mine and all of the other members of my community.
No, actually what makes the bulk of their job dangerous is that they drive around day and night acting like thugs. Instead of serving and protecting, they're out there harassing and collecting. A privatized competing security presence would be much more efficient and care way more about the quality of service as opposed to a monopolized police force. And that's what these guys operate under. Force. You're forced to comply with their commands or you'll be fined some more, your property will be impounded, and you'll be thrown into a cage. And there's nothing you can do about it. Why? Because it's a monopoly on force. If there was a privatized security firm in your town, they'd care about losing your business in a free market. Other security firms who are also competing for your business would strive to provide better service and security. So they'd be very careful how they treated their customers, and you would be their customer.
I was proud of him then, and I'm proud of him now. But unlike then, I now have the opportunity to fight for him and the men and women serving just like him. Protecting and supporting our law enforcement should not be a partisan issue. And the group here with you today demonstrates that we can have meaningful legislative reform that works across the aisle.
Who cares about working across the aisle? That never works out for the individual.
For too long, we've seen the lives of our law enforcement threatened by guns that have no business being on our streets.
Says who, you political hack? Guys, these people should infuriate you. It's not that this woman doesn't want certain guns off the streets. She just wants them in the hands of the road pirates with badges.
By violence that could have been prevented and by mass casualties that we should have seen coming. The greatest country in the world should have the greatest security procedures in place. And that's why I'm so proud to support the Threat Assessment and Protection and Safety Act.
Screw that. You want maximum protection? I got four words for you. Shall not be infringed.
We'll call it TAPS from now on, with Representative Babin. TAPS institutes a process that will identify, investigate, assess, and mitigate threats before they happen.
Did you notice how she anthropomorphized the term threats? It's just like they do with that term war on drugs. It's not a war on drugs. It's a war on people, or war on terror. That's a war on the American people when they trampled our Fourth Amendment rights and used the so-called war on terror as the justification. Listen to her words again.
TAPS institutes a process that will identify, investigate, assess, and mitigate threats before they happen.
What's actually being identified, investigated, and mitigated are people. Not threats, people. With this TAPS Act, people will have their freedoms removed. And they'll be removed by the political and policy enforcement class. This is BS.
That means safer schools, safer police officers, and safer communities.
That means safer schools, safer police officers, and safer communities.
Safer, safer, safer. The government is here to make you safe. Cops are here to make you safe. Trust us. We're from the government, and we're here to help.
To stop tragedies before they occur.
To stop tragedies before they occur.
Before they occur.
No one, especially government, has the ability to stop tragedies before they occur. The only people who could possibly believe this are little kids being read a bedtime story from a fantasy book, or the truly delusional adults who still believe in fairy tales. What's happening here, guys, is mind control. They're trying to get you to believe something that isn't true. Just believe our every word as we strip you of your freedoms and extort you just a little bit more to fund yet another government program.
Our states and communities need training, resources, and support. And that's where this bill comes in. The day after I was elected to serve as the Congresswoman for California's 25th, tragedy struck just outside my district. The borderline shooting took the lives of 13 individuals, most of whom were local college students, two of whom were veterans. In fact, members of my staff and I were planning to attend the line dancing night at the borderline the following evening. My stepsister's roommate climbed through a window in the bar to escape that night. And even before the borderline shooting, three members of our community died in the Las Vegas massacre.
Imagine the coincidence that she knew that many people from those two specific nationally published events.
One of the individuals who died at the borderline shooting had previously survived the Las Vegas shooting.
The odds of that happening are absolutely astronomical.
These events are taking place every day in communities across our country, and they are becoming all too often.
Let's see, and they're happening in a certain kind of zone. What kind of zone was that again? Oh yeah, politician-initiated, cop-enforced, gun-free zones. Matter of fact, 98% of all mass shootings take place in these criminal empowerment zones. Wonder why that is. Gosh, it couldn't be because criminals feel safe in these areas because all the law-abiders are disarmed, could it? The mayhem that happens in gun-free zones is a perfect example of what actually happens when you trust politicians and law enforcers. When you don't take personal responsibility for your own safety, you might as well kiss your ass goodbye. So guys, when I say these people are psychopaths, I mean they are 100% bona fide psychopaths.
We cannot sit by and do nothing.
Actually, yeah, you can. You can definitely sit by and do nothing. Matter of fact, the less you do, the better off we are. The more you do, the more laws you write, the less free we become, and the more money you make from us. So yeah, do nothing. Better yet, how's this? You're fired. We don't need you asylum inmates running the show anymore.
Today, in honor of Police Week and in honor of all the senseless acts of violence that have taken too many members of our communities.
And in dishonor of American freedom, don't forget.
I'm proud to support the TAPS Act. It means so much to me to be able to share this with our law enforcement and with my dad.
Aw, she's sharing the public verbal flogging of the Bill of Rights for her dad. Ain't that all touchy-feely sweet? Guys, there's more to this, and if you want me to do a part two, let me know in the comments section below. The price of freedom is eternal vigilance. Indifference to this notion is the means by which the people will and have secured their own oppression. And these people you see on the screen right here want to be your oppressors. I'll see you guys in the next heavily censored Shadow Ban video.